Export routines for listening tests. Intermediate level. Ableton Live workflow for drum and bass. Let's build a repeatable system so your bounces tell the truth, fast. If you've ever had that moment where your mix feels massive in the studio, then you get in the car and the sub is either gone or way too much. The snare suddenly feels tiny, and the hats are slicing your ears off. That's exactly why we do listening tests. And the key idea today is this. Listening tests only help if the exports are consistent. If every bounce is slightly different, because you normalized one, changed the master chain on another, forgot a temporary EQ on a third, you're not testing the mix anymore. You're testing your own chaos. So we're going to build an export routine that's boring in the best way. Same settings, same naming, same sections, and a little pack of versions that quickly reveals problems in drum and bass, sub-translation, transient punch, stereo tricks, and loudness behavior. Lesson overview, what you're building. By the end of this, you'll have a print approach inside Ableton that lets you bounce a clean pre-master and a loud vibe check version without rewiring your set every time. You'll also have targeted diagnostic exports like drums only, bass only, no sub, and a mono test. And you'll use a naming and versioning system so you can /B properly and actually remember what you changed. Step 1. Prep your session for bounce hygiene. Before we even talk export settings, we're doing session hygiene. Because in practice, most bad exports aren't wrong settings. They're a messy project. First, choose your sample rate early and stick to it for the project. In Ableton, go to Preferences, Audio, Sample Rate. Typical choices, 48K if you do video or modern workflows, 44.1K if it's purely music focused. Either is fine. The important part is consistency. Next, check warp. This matters a lot if you've dragged breaks, loops, or vocals around. If it's an audio loop, make sure warp is correct. If it's a one-shot drum hit, warp is usually off. A classic export surprise is warped audio doing something slightly different, especially when you change tempo or do odd clip settings. Now headroom. For a pre-master style export, aim for something like around -6 dB peak-ish on your master. That's not a strict rule, it's just safe. Drum and bass sub can look quiet but eat headroom like crazy. Especially in heavy rollers or neuro-style basses, you can feel like it's not that loud, but your limiter and meters are screaming because the low end is constant. Teacher tip. Don't just look at overall peak. Watch what the low end is doing over time. If your sub is a long-sustained note, it can dominate headroom even if the drums feel loud. Step 2. Build a print and export routing that doesn't lie. The goal here is to make it effortless to export two realities. 1. A clean premaster without loudness processing. 2. A loud test bounce that approximates how it feels pushed, without pretending it's final mastering. A super simple method in Ableton is to use an audio effect rack on the master track with two chains. So on your master, drop an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name the first one premaster. Name the second one loud test. Then map the chain selector to a macro so you can flip between them quickly. This is important because if switching is annoying, you'll start doing random changes and the routine falls apart. Your premaster chain is minimal. Think utility for gain trim if needed. Maybe EQ8 for gentle cleanup, but avoid doing mixing here. And add spectrum if you like visual confirmation. Your loud test chain is for vibe checks, translation checks, and what happens under loudness checks, not for final release decisions. A good starting chain for loud test in drum and bass. Blue compressor with an attack around 10 milliseconds, so the drums still punch. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, and you're aiming for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the drop. Light, controlled, then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive somewhere like 1 to 4 dB, tastefully. Then trim the output so you're not slamming the limiter too hard. Then a limiter with the ceiling at -1 dB. And you're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on loud sections for a test bounce. Teacher commentary, if you need 10 dB of limiter reduction for it to feel good, that's usually not the limiter's job. That's the mix telling you something. Loud test bounces should reveal problems, not hide them. Step 3. Targeted listening test exports. Drums, bass, and no sub. This is where you stop guessing. Group your project in a way that matches how you think about drum and bass. Typical groups. Drums, containing kick, snare, tops, breaks. Bass, containing sub plus mid bass layers and re-SEs. Music and effects for pads, stabs, atmos, risers, vocals. Then keep most processing on the group tracks where it belongs. For example, drum bus processing on the drums group, saturation and mono control on the bass group, time-based effects and filtering on the music group. Now the quick win, the no-sub test. On your bass group, add an EQ8 at the end of the chain. For a no-sub export, you either high pass or low shelf down the very low band. For rollers, try a high pass in the 30 to 45 Hz region. For heavier systems or a track that's meant to be club tight, sometimes 25 to 30 Hz is enough. You're not deleting bass. You're simulating the real world where sub doesn't reproduce perfectly. Export that as a no sub test. Why this is huge. If your track only works because the pure sub is carrying all the emotion, then on a phone or cheap Bluetooth speaker it collapses. A good DNB mix still grooves when the sub is compromised, because the mid-bass information and drum transients carry the rhythm. Then drums only and bass only exports. Fast method is mute everything else and export. But the less error-prone method is to solo the group and export. Important Ableton gotcha, return tracks and solos. Depending on your solo mode, solos can kill returns and suddenly reverbs and delays disappear. Decide what you want. Go to options and check solo in place. Then do a quick sanity listen before exporting stems. Step 4. Set arrangement-based export ranges for DNB testing. You do not need to export the full track every time. Create locators for sections you actually make decisions from. For example, 16 bars pre-drop to check tension and build. 32 bars of drop A, because that's mixed truth. 16 bars breakdown to hear noise floor, space, vocal clarity. 32 bars drop B for variation impact, and an outro chunk for DJ practicality. Here's a practical move. Make a roughly 90-second decision cut. Include the last 8 bars of intro, then a full drop, then 8 bars of breakdown, then 16 bars of the second drop or variation. That cut tells you almost everything. How the intro blends for DJs, whether the drop actually hits, whether the mid-track feels fatiguing or washed, and whether your variation holds energy. Step 5. Export settings that work and why. In Ableton, File, Export Audio / Video. For a listening test WAV, aim for rendered track, master, sample rate, same as project, 44.1 or 48, bit depth, 24-bit, dither off, unless you're going down to 16-bit, normalize off, this is a big one, normalize beating on will trick you because it changes loudness between versions, you want loudness consistency so comparisons are real, render as loop off, convert to mono off, unless you're specifically doing mono tests, and include return and master effects. This depends on your routing approach. If you're doing the master rack method, you can keep it on and switch between pre-master and loud test chains. If you want a clean pre-master without any master processing, make sure you're exporting the right signal path, and be consistent. For MP3 phone and car tests, use 320 kbps CBR. Still keep normalize off, and ideally export both. A WAV for truth, and an MP3 for real-world behavior. Step 6. Naming and versioning that saves your sanity. This is not optional if you're serious. Use a format like artist, track name, BPM, key, section, version, type. So it becomes something like my name Rolling Reese 174 F minor, drop V07 Premaster WAV, or the loud test version as MP3, with a no-sub as WAV, or drums only. Make folders per track, exports, WAV, MP3, stems, listening tests, and if you want to go extra organized, subfolders for car, phone, and club. Now an underrated pro move, keep an export audit trail. Create a tiny text file in the export folder called changelog.txt. Every bounce gets one line, version number and what you changed, like V07, hats minus 1 dB shelf at 10K, snare transient up, bass mono under 120. This prevents the classic tragedy. V06 felt better, but I don't know why. Step 7. Build a listening test pack in one pass. Now we combine it all into a routine you can repeat every time. Do a 10-second per flight before you export anything. Play the loudest 8 bars of the drop. Watch peak level, and if you're using a limiter, watch gain reduction. Toggle monitor off on any tracks you're recording or resampling. You don't want accidental monitoring paths. And confirm no temporary devices are left on, like a debug EQ notch or an audition limiter. Then export in a sequence. First, export the pre-master WAV, either full track or the decision cut. Second, switch to the loud test chain and export again, often as MP3 for quick listening, but WAV is fine too. Third, export the no sub version. Fourth, export drums only and bass only. Fifth, do a mono check export. Put utility on the master, width to 0%, and export a short drop section labeled mono test. This pack lets you diagnose quickly if the sub is masking, if the snare loses identity under loudness, if the stereo width is fake and collapses in mono, if the hats are harsh on small speakers, if the bass disappears when you remove sub fundamentals. Step 8. Structure to /B reference exports, DNB specific, to avoid the louder is better trap. You need a reference track and level matching. Drop a reference track into Ableton on a dedicated REF audio track. Turn warp off so it plays at original timing and pitch. Put utility on it and level match roughly to your track. Not perfectly, just close enough that you're not being tricked by loudness. Then compare your exported bounces outside Ableton too. Sometimes your brain hears differently in a media player, in the car, on a phone. That's the point. Also use Ableton tools like Spectrum to check sub-slope and mud in the 200 to 500 Hz region. And keep an eye on limiter gain reduction. If your snare disappears when limiting, that's a signal your transient strategy needs work, not that you should just crank the snare. Extra advanced diagnostics you can try. If you want to go deeper, do mid-only and side-only exports as translation probes. Mid-only tells you what survives in mono club reality. Side-only tells you if all your excitement is living in stereo fluff. If side-only contains important groove information, you might be mixing yourself into a corner. Another killer diagnostic is a limiter stress test bounce. Make a version that's too loud on purpose, just to see what collapses first. Snare transient? Substability? Head ash? Vocal sibilance? Then you fix the weak point, and your normal loud test bounce gets cleaner with less effort. Finally, don't trust only one renderer behavior. Sometimes reverb tails and look-ahead dynamics feel slightly different when rendered. If something sounds weird after export, try a freeze and flatten test, or resample a print, just to confirm the behavior is consistent. How to take listening notes that actually lead to fixes. When you do your listening tests, don't write vague notes like sub weird. Write translation notes that map to actions. Sub disappears on phone becomes, add a second harmonic layer or parallel saturation. This audio version is shortened for playback.